Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
What do you do?
Sorry, we have no audience today. Just you. Just you lovely folks.
Certainly.
Yeah. Right. So, welcome to Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next an hour or so. And I have Mr. Jimbo Baggins with me also, and he is monitoring and hosting the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. So if you'd like to see us live streaming, that's the place to go. So welcome, blog talkers. We hear from you all over the world, and we just love it. So I want to remind everyone, often we have new listeners, new callers. So we want to make the distinction that what we are doing is using ordinary playing cards for these readings as the focal point for intuitive perception. I'm holding the deck up right now for those who are on Facebook who can clearly see the deck. So it's important to bear in mind this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, or any of the other amazing systems that are out there. This happens to be personal prophecy, which I personally studied for years after my grandmother's teaching. If you are interested in the backstory and you'd like to maybe pick up a deck and see what you can do, you would need to pick up my book, order it from any online bookseller. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. It was published by O Books in England. And it does include several in-depth levels of my course. So if you are interested, you could definitely. Now, Jimbo, I'm going to turn this over to you.
All right. Reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer that we must put out because of the days we live in. If you're an international caller or viewer, because we were on Facebook Live, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout out because, you know, it's fun. It's cool to have people from around the world.
Oh, absolutely. We want to know where you're at.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to know where you're at anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we always kind of ask people, the blog talkers and even the Facebook Live folks when we do those kind of readings. All right. This is primary a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call or Skype in. You can do either. It's always an option. When you do so, you'll be told you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show.
Yeah.
And if you hear the show, because I just did a test, and it sounds good. If you hear the show, everything's working like it should be. So we will see you on a list. I will keep track of that list to make sure that those that have been holding the longest go next. And here's some things you need to do if you legally and safely can when we take your call and you go live. Get off that speakerphone. Get off that Bluetooth device. They're really cool to do it when you're on hold because you can do so much stuff. The multitask and also need something that you can be productive while you're on hold kills time. Listening to music, watching TV or whatever, all cool things, but please, all that stuff. You know, if in the perfect world you find a nice spot in your house you're familiar with, you know, a nice quiet place where you can sit, chill, relax, and it's free of all stupid noises out there. Or, well, not all noises are stupid, I guess, but just noises in general. And that's because by the time your phone call goes through the normal cell phone tower stuff and through Blog Talk's website and to our computers and out our computer speakers, there's a loss of quality that has degraded it. And it can make our communications kind of suck going to make it slow us down, hobbity-hobbity, you know, all that crap. So do those things if you can. If you can't, we understand. We'll try to work with you. Maybe once or twice a year, it's so bad that we have to say goodbye to somebody or tell them to call back a trike.
Exactly.
But it's not very often. For folks that are on, especially the Facebook Live, that can't call in for whatever reason, typically, because you're not in this continent, we offer you the ability to messenger us when we ask for messenger calls. And you'll be messengering Deborah Lee on Facebook, and you shall have to be friends with her to do so.
Yes, that's right. It's mandatory.
And if you're not, we can, because we will bounce around. We like to do that as much as possible. If you're not and you just, oh, my God, I'm not friends with her, we'll talk about it. I'm here typing away, and we'll figure it out. I'll tell you what to do, and she can befriend you instantly if you tell her you sent a request. So let me know if that is the case.
Yes, and what is our day today?
Well, it is National Deviled Eggs Day, which is kind of cool. I mean, most people do like them. I don't suppose everybody likes them at all. Now, it's kind of weird. It's Day of the Dead, which some people believe it's souls of the dead return to visit their family members, and kind of similar to that.
All Souls Day.
There's a couple of All Souls Days, so there's mostly something to that. Like a Brazil and a regular one. And then there's some nice ones there. Stress Awareness Day. It's, you know, stress is a bad thing on your brain and on your body. People forget about the body part.
I think it was really ramped up during the pandemic.
Yeah, it can kill you.
Sure.
It can definitely kill you. It's amazing, but it is what it is. All right. A lot of fun stuff, you know, a lot of weird stuff on there too. Be the Impact Day. I mean, I'm surprised. I wonder what Day Fart Day is or something. I'm sure there is one out there. All right, yeah, Luna, sure. Luna, we will be opening the floor to Messenger after we get a couple of callers on there.
Hey, Luna.
Yes, indeed, we shall. Hopefully, don't let your phone die if you're on your phone, but maybe you're not. Maybe you're on a computer or something. I know not. I know nothing. All right. I like this. Let's take our first. Oh, no, I forgot one thing. Okay, which one I got to hold on? This?
Oh, I heard it wanting to.
All right. Well, it's a new computer. It has different controls, and we don't like it because it sucks.
You should have switched to yours, but I know you are all set up here.
Well, it's just a sound. Anyway, I'm not going to pretend I'm a harp, but there's a certain point where we're going to say it's time to move on to your angel card reading. That means it's a free show. You get a free reading, but it can't be infinitely long. We have other people. And at that point, that's when we say we're moving on the angel card reading. Your reading with Deborah has ended. It hasn't kind of ended. It hasn't getting ready to end. It is over.
Oh, yes. And if you want more in depth, you know, you can arrange a reasonably priced session with me from my website.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
Yes, and I'm going to be running another sale soon because, as we've discussed previously, yeah, I have got to catch up with the times as far as upgrades to my website. And, you know, things have really become expensive in the internet world with hosting and all different types of other things. So that's the beauty of these free shows. For those of you that just don't have the funds.
Right, but you're only going to get a few minutes because we got to be fair to all the other people.
Sure.
And if you want that more one-on-one, more time, you don't want me yelling at you about angel card readings, you go to her website, your angel private reading, and then she's all yours. Many questions you want, many card layouts as you want during your time block you deserve. All right. On that note, let's go to our first caller.
It's going
to
be
Mystery. You know, right. We never know where you are from. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Welcome.
Hello.
Your sound, your communication is not good right now.
Hello.
Hi.
You were
Love
kind
doctor?
Of almost like, sounded like you were like on some kind of speaker. I don't know if you're on a computer. It got really bad and now we hear nothing.
Can you hear me now?
Hi. Thanks, doctor.
Yes.
Holy guacamole. There she is.
Is this Melissa?
I need this piece here.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Melissa,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Great. Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us what brings you to the show.
Yes.
Hon.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, please.
Did you hear me ask you what is bringing you to the show?
I have a question.
All right.
I'll
have an answer.
My milk client did say he is going to coming. And y'all told me, and I want to congratulate.
This
is
going to be successful.
My milk friend did say he is going coming. And y'all told me, and I want to congratulate.
Well, you heard some of it. He said he's coming, and she wanted to know something.
Melissa, can you elaborate, please?
Cool. Question is, why does my aunt want to come see me?
Question is, why does my aunt want to come see me?
Why?
Why the guy does not want to come see you?
See, we're not getting it. Maybe we should have her call back.
I think you should Skype back in. There seems to be, and we don't want to blow you off. We'll make sure we get you in. Plus, I'm going to put you on hold, but if I recommend Skype back in, Melissa, like, or maybe reboot your device, and we'll take another caller, but we'll get back to you when you come back on.
Okay.
All right, well, let's try area code 229, which is in Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi, who's on the line with us? What's going on? Is it maybe a blog talk problem?
Melissa, what? Hey, 229, are you with us? Hello?
Mm-mm.
I was on here listening.
Technical issues.
We'll run another test. Do not fret. All right, I'm going to put 229 back on
hold.
Mute. Yeah. I can say hold, but it's really mute. Now I'm going to call in, and you're going to talk to me. Woo-hoo. All right?
Gotcha.
Stand by, first of all. We're doing a test, folks. Be patient.
You want me to talk? Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
16 seconds away. Hello?
Listen to that. Is that because you're right here? That's you.
Okay, so there's a 16. So whenever you speak, wait 16 seconds. And then we'll hear them instantly. Really weird. Who knows? Sometimes Blog Talk does weird stuff. It happens. It happened to on our News for the Soul radio. She said it was really whacked out. So let's try 229 in Georgia. We're going to give you another shot, and this time we'll wait 16 seconds because there seems to be a ridiculous delay.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. Hello?
Yeah, but it hasn't been 16 seconds.
Get a stopwatch.
No, they could have wandered away because I just proved that we could talk. It just was a delay.
Yeah.
We'll go back to mute. Well, in the meantime, Luna, messenger is open. Let it rip, baby.
Hi, Luna. Is she going to call here?
Yep. We won't have any issues on Facebook. Sometimes Block Talk gets a little weird. It was weird on Halloween, remember?
Yeah.
We were on News for the Soul, and we had no control over that, but Nicole did some stuff there, you know?
Here comes the call. And I don't know why it doesn't ring.
Yeah, we don't know that either. Yay!
Hello there, Luna.
I'm a human.
Hi.
How are you?
Huh?
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yes.
Wyatt had to get, or my son had to get his nebulizer today.
I saw that just before we went on the air. At least it's cute, right?
Yeah, at least it makes the situation a little bit better. But other than that, you know, luckily there's no pneumonia. He's just got bronchitis, which is affecting his asthma pretty bad. And he's doing really good with the breathing treatments.
They do work really good.
Yeah, they
work good.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this evening?
What's happening?
I guess tonight I'd just like a general reading of spiritually and mentally, like a spiritual mental read.
Okay, and while I do this, you might explain to whoever's listening to us.
I'm going to talk about the technical things going on tonight. All right. Deb's doing the cards for the messenger reading right now. To the folks that are on hold, we have, I think, probably Melissa's back again, and we have somebody else on hold. We did a test, and every once in a while, Block Talk has a weird thing. There is a 16-second-ish delay from when we speak to when you hear it, but when you talk to us, it's pretty instant. So what we're going to do... because when we take you, we're going to talk, and then I'm going to put a mouse trap or something near Deb's mouth so she can be patient and wait to listen, because she doesn't have a concept of 16 seconds real well. So I will work with her on that, and we'll get through it. I think it's a Blog Talk issue. The alternative is that we shut everything down
and start over.
We're in a whole new show. And there's no guarantee it's going to be fixed because they're having an issue. So we're just going to rock with this, right?
I think that you are just about over the hump, Luna, with all that's been going on. As I said the other evening, too, you've got an amazingly resilient spirit. And you seem to be able to handle just about anything that's thrown at you. But your caregiving, it shows you are characterized as the Queen of Hearts. In your reading, and caregiving is very much involved with the suit of hearts. Caregiving
makes sense. Makes sense.
Being compassionate, a lot of people end up later on going into career fields like nursing,
counseling, something where people are being helped,
working
right?
in assisted living. You know, doing something that makes a big difference.
Or even if they have like a job that is like an engineering, they might do volunteer work on their own or something.
Yeah, they could. But for her, I'm seeing that eventually, as Wyatt gets older and he has, more independence growing up, I wouldn't be surprised. You might turn in a new direction.
I mean, I've been asked before because my mom, she does that kind of line of work. She works in assisted living. Like right now she's up in Virginia with my grandma. My grandma's going downhill with her dementia. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
But she's up there helping her because I think you remember me telling you that rehab kicked my grandma out 3 weeks after she got there because they didn't want to pay for it. Well, since my mom works in that field, you know, she went up there to help her. We're going to get her Thanksgiving Day so we can spend Thanksgiving with my family. But she told me, like, she's like, why don't you go into this line of field? I'm like, I don't have the patience.
Well, not for right now.
I probably wouldn't either. You're right.
I think that it's something that will come like in a maturing sense after
–
Yeah, and I wanted to mention to you, are you planning to have another child?
I want to, but with everything going on in the world, with everything being so expensive,
right,
and, you know, everything, because I have health issues, and I would worry, because in my state, you know, they banned everything, banned abortion and everything, and, like, if something were to go wrong, I would be in a lot of trouble.
I see.
So that worries me. So we're kind of holding off right now, see how everything goes. But I would like to have another one. I just don't know if it's going to be possible unless prices drop. And
well, that, you know, sounds all well and good. However, there's a little girl spirit here that's dying to have you as her mother. So you better watch out with all the, I call this, you know, intimacy. Make sure, because, you know, what is that saying? I can't think of it right now, but they can come along whenever they are free.
Like,
yeah, pretty much. Well, as I've shared on the show, I have 5 babies from birth control failures. So they were coming through no matter what. And I couldn't think of those boys as not being my sons. And we had our tough moments. I was a single mother through about 4 years. It's somewhere in the mix. And going to try to go to the grocery store, one of them would be jumping up trying to touch the lights. Another would be doing chin-ups off the shelves. You know, and it would always be quite a challenge. But it's funny how you can make it through if you have to. So, good. Well, we're getting quite a list. So let me tell you, yes, that would be something then you'd want to make sure you take enough precautions for that. And
I've had all the tests done. I'm not infertile. I'm perfectly capable. So it's, you know, it's my husband. He's the one that's having the issues. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, he still likes to blame me because I do have PCOS. And he's like, well, it could be your PCOS. I'm like, I've had all the tests done. They show that I'm pretty well fertile. So, you know, you need to start going to get some tests done, but he won't. He doesn't want to admit something could be wrong with him.
Oh, I know, they're funny that way. But if he's got a lot of strong swimmers, hello, mommy and daddy.
Well, I've had one successful pregnancy, and then with my husband, we've had 2 miscarriages.
Yeah.
So one was twin girls, and then the other one was it was way too early. It was before, it was like 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, I had a miscarriage.
Well,
we,
you know,
know,
yes, and there's so many of us that can, you know, sympathize with you because we've been through it ourselves. Thing to remember is that a really healthy, good apple can't be shaken loose from the tree. So I think maybe it just made a return trip to baby land. That's what my sons used to call it. If you know, so it's sad though. They call it empty arms, you know, when it happens. But all in all, I really think some good things are coming for you in this new year. So if I were you, I'd be hopeful. Are you going to where your grandma is for Thanksgiving?
Yes. I'm going to see her. Like, my mom talks to me almost every night, and she's just telling me how my grandma's acting. I'm like, that doesn't sound like her, and I know it's the dementia doing it, and I never expected her to get it. You know, she just didn't seem like she would.
Yeah.
But she's had so many mini strokes and everything, it just makes me wonder if that had an effect, and that's why it's being aggressive. But, like, she knows who I am when I talk to her. She knows who Wyatt is, but we could tell her something one day, and then the next, she forgets so easily. So it's hard seeing her and hearing her like that. And she's getting more, like, mean-spirited, I guess.
Yeah. Well, imagine being trapped, in your mind. Yeah. And she probably goes into sundowning late in the day. So, it looks like it's going to be a very nice time for you and your family. So you might really cherish this one.
Yeah, we will, because it just seems like both my grandparents are going downhill, and we'll have to start cherishing how much time we have with them. They're in their 80s, so, and I know, sorry, my phone keeps ringing. They're both in their 80s. My grandma, she's actually going to be 86 on the
16th. Wow. Well,
birthday gift. I'm going to get her birthday. Well, she considers the pictures I got developed for her birthday gift, but I want to try to save up and get her something.
Oh, I'm sure your love means the world to her, honey.
Grandmas are easy to please.
Oh, grandmas are easy.
Easy to please. They just want you to be there mostly.
You know, Wyatt could draw a picture or make a painting.
Or just your presence, usually.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
We might. There's like a, how do I describe it? Like a paint store where you can go in and paint on canvas and everything.
Yeah.
We might try to go there and get something done for.
I don't think it's really about the money.
Nope.
It's about the thought.
It's a thought, and the fact that you hand something and you talk, and it's the interaction.
I think it'll be a very nice time for all of us.
It's the interaction. We're getting that word a little bit too at our age.
Yeah, see, and the kids are busy with their lives now.
Yeah,
it's hard to work it in, but we hope that, they'll keep a space for us as we go become elderlies,
When it's time for my grandparents to go, when it's their time, they've both lived good lives, it's still going to hurt.
Of course.
She's language like a bitch. She's hurt like a bitch.
Oh, I know, honey. Mm-hmm. But it's a part of life.
It's okay to say bitch.
Yeah, I know.
You got three of them here.
They're my last surviving grandparents. Paternal grandparents. Like, I didn't even know my paternal grandfather. He died before I was born, and then my maternal grandmother passed when I was six. So I didn't really understand at the time what was happening. So, but now that I'm older and I have an understanding, it's just...
Well, Jim has some...
I have an angel card for you.
Sorry to keep y'all going.
No.
It's all right.
No, it's cool. I mean, I was busy troubleshooting stuff, so it worked out for me.
Yes.
See, I had the normal computer around decided it wanted to go and do a whole bunch of fixes to the C drive, so we had to break out another computer. We had to break out another computer that we don't use very much, so that's why we don't have a lot of our sound effects. So I just stroked the harp, and that's not a euphemism. All right. The angel card reading. I think this is an interesting one. I like it. The subject is moon cycles.
Yeah.
Right? It's Archangel Hanael, and this would be, somebody would have to almost do a journal to really track this. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize on those cycles. So some people, the moon cycles could affect them, but you'd actually have to have a log. I'd say like full moon, half moon, quarter moon, and then write down good day, bad day, good day. And if you after a while you see it, you might be like, the half moon, these days I rock.
Well, look, moon cycles affect the tide.
Well, they affect a lot of, actually do affect a lot of stuff.
And I also hear a lot of times when it's a full moon at like assisted livings, it's like a crazy night.
They get a little wild, do they?
Not to mention we have a lunar eclipse coming up on Election Day.
We do.
Where?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I wonder
where it is.
Where will we see it?
It's going to be way early in the morning. I think it's supposed to start at like 4 in the morning and then end around 6 or 7 in the morning. That's just as the sun's rising. So, with the time change, we might be able to see it. But it's just, I don't know where in the sky it's going to be. For me, it's probably going to be behind my house, and I won't be able to see it.
Well, we can watch it on the internet.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always, somebody's always got live casts on that. All right.
All right, honey. Well,
thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you very much.
You do such a...
in your prayers.
Oh, we do, honey. We do. I really feel he's going to, in a way, outgrow this. I know that sounds so simplistic. My sister had childhood epilepsy. Oh, every time he turned around, she was going into a what do they call it? I don't know what they call it. I forgot.
Seizures.
Yeah,
grandma, the full-blown grandma type.
Yeah. Oh, big time. And one time my dad put his fingers in her mouth to hold down her tongue, and he cried like a freaking baby.
Yeah, I
used
tongue depressors or something around the house, that like a pencil.
Do that. You're supposed to turn them on their side and call 911.
And you know what? By the time she was 11 or 12, they went away.
Yeah.
So
she was lucky then. All right.
Take care, honey. We will remember you and Wyatt with our love and prayers.
And we shall be here.
Yeah. All right, honey. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right.
Such a sweet.
let me see here. Our caller list has built.
Okay.
I want to let everybody know we did some testing, and it appears that there is a 16-second delay from when we speak to when the folks that are on Blog Talk hear us. But when they talk, it's fairly instantaneous. So it's going to be – anybody on Facebook is going to think we're smoking dope or something. If they're going to see us talking, then we're going to just sit there like morons. But we have to wait – and 16 was me just counting my fingers. That's a ballpark. First of all, international shout-out to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And he wouldn't be Mike if he was on here as not Mike. He has to be on here as not Mike.
Is he not Mike?
Of course he's not Mike.
Well, at least he's somebody.
He is. All right.
Bill Clinton Smith.
Bill Clinton Smith.
I like it.
Yeah, get you right now, dear. All right. Hang on.
And I'll bet you did not have sex with that woman either, did you, Mike?
I'm not sure that's where he's going with that, because Clinton was a general, a British general in the Revolutionary War. But he might be meaning that. I don't know. Clinton was up in New York, sitting up there banging chicks. He was? The General Clinton up there. He wasn't really helping Cornwallis. He was like, hey, I need help. He goes, I'll get to it. I'm partying up here in New York and having sex with officers' wives.
Banging chicks?
Yep. He didn't mean our Clinton.
Ours.
He has to, because that guy is a character.
Yes, and what about her, Miss Monica? Who keeps a soiled dress like that?
Shh. That chick told her to.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
What's her name? She's gone now. She went. She died.
That was her friend.
Some friend.
That was a piece of advice, at least. But you're right. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, that's kind of nasty.
It is nasty. Typically, you want to wash that stuff or throw it away. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to give this a shot. We shall overcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I only have $18 available. Do I have $50 credit coming in?
This is Melissa from Skype. And Melissa, there's a big delay by the time you hear us talking. Give us your question.
Is she on?
And we're going to – you're not going to know for 60 seconds, Deb.
Hello? Melissa?
Hello? Hello?
There's no way to run a show.
Hello? Okay, so I only have $18 available. Do I have a $50 credit coming in?
We hear you.
Well, please don't have these little conversations.
No, yeah, just give us your question.
My girlfriend said he is come to see me.
Hello?
But
yes.
Feel that it's...
I've got to say something to him. Hello?
No, you don't.
Hello?
Hello? I'm done.
Hello?
If you keep doing this, all we're going to do is say hello for 15 minutes.
Sorry, I just find I'm rather laugh at this than get all angry over it.
My girlfriend said he is coming to see me, but feel that it's... That is my question. What do you
see? Her male friend is coming to see her. And I'm assuming she wants to know if he will and what his intentions are.
I think
are.
With a communication breakdown, you should just do the cards on what you heard and let's just rock with it. All right?
Please, thank you.
I don't know.
We're putting the cards down. There's a big delay, so we're not going to talk a lot.
Thank you. It's the phone line.
All right, Melissa, here it is. My perception, using the question that you expressed, is I think he is simply trying to placate you right now, as in,
Thank you.
He's not... I don't feel he's really going to be able to make it. He's got...
It's the phone line. Please continue.
There's more, Melissa, for you. I believe you have nothing but the best intentions toward this man. He, however, is tangled up with debt. He's tangled up with that woman who he shares a business partnership with.
Please continue.
And I really don't think, he's just saying he's going to come to see you, but I right now do not feel it is in the cards for it to happen.
And I think at this point, since we can't have really two-way conversation, we should give her her angel card reading right about now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put it on mute real quick while I do your cards. Don't worry about the silence. All right, real quick, Melissa, since we have this delay that makes us all want to shoot ourselves, which is really a bad introduction to an angel card reading, but anyway, your subject is overcoming difficulties.
Yeah.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. And bear in mind, this is one of those rare, weird instances. This happened about 4 months ago, too. And it is what it is, and we apologize, Melissa, and the next time you call, we expect things to be a lot better, and we will bid you adieu.
We are pressing on.
Yes, we have to move on, and we can't wait for your response. I'm just going to put you on mute, but I never hang up. We do not hang up. All right, we're going to go back now, and we're going to try 229. That was Georgia, and we're going to, because of the delay, we're going to say, welcome, 229 from Georgia. What is your name? And give us your question. We can't have a lot of two-way conversation with a 16-20 second delay.
Hey, this is Melvin from Georgia. My question is, my friend Ashley, she said she was going to come back over to my house tomorrow. And I just wanted to make sure if that's what's going to happen and have her intentions have changed towards wanting to be in a relationship with me.
We're sorry, 229. There's a really even a worse connection, more than a delay. So I am going to disconnect you, and please try to call back if you can. There's not a lot of show left. This might just be one of those nights where it was not meant to be.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right, Melvin, we got some weird comms going on tonight, so there's not going to be a lot of interaction here. You got your question in. That's cool. She's going to do your reading, and then we're going to go to your angel card, and we're going to move on because we can't have any.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can't have any back and forth conversation right now because there is like a huge delay. All right, Melvin, your cards are down. She's going to read them to you, and you just won't be able to ask any more questions. It's one of those weird nights. All right, Deb.
What I'm seeing here, Melvin, is Ashley really wants to be good friends with you. I do feel there's another man around her that she's met. He isn't looking at her, so I get the feeling that he's not, what would you say, not going to have a romantic interlude with her, but she's taken with him. So Jim is going to read you an angel card.
Angel card reading.
I'm not sure she'll come tomorrow. It kind of looks like she may change her plans.
Change her plans because she's bailing out and make an excuse, or just really have a change of plans?
Well, that's hard for me. I think she's making an excuse.
Because she's just feeling not right. All right, real quick, your angel card reading, Melvin. Subject is passion. Archangel Hanael, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and your career, and you'll have to see how that applies to this whole question thing.
Exactly.
Exactamundo, as Ponzi
so
used to say.
Hopefully we'll have a better connection next time.
Bonnie and Patrick, they're doing the split.
He punched out like a guy going down in an airplane, a fighter pilot going down in an airplane.
All right. Well, he can listen to
he
the
can. He can
recording.
Do. All right, we're going to go to area code 216 in Ohio. 216, give us your name, give us your question, and there's going to be a huge, humongous delay, so you pretty much got to, like, pretend you're talking to a tape recorder. Give us your question, and then stand by.
Hi, my name is Patricia. My question is, when I'm trying to obtain my new housing in Las Cruces, New Mexico, trying to rent a room out of the house, and I'm now also it's regarding a job. Scratch that. I'm having difficulty just obtaining work, working from home, remote works from home. One job I would like is to teach English to persons who already speak some English. I have my certification, but I keep applying to other types of work. Nothing happens. And I am limited, meaning that I have these Wi-Fi wireless hotspots from the library to use because that's all I can afford for the time being. So, and I'm applying to all that I can, but I would like one of those jobs to be teaching English. And I plan to relocate to Las Cruces, New Mexico next month, December 27th. So is there any issues with that or with anything else? Thank you.
All right, real quick, Deborah, put the cards on. She's about to give you reading. This is one of the rare technical nightmare moments that we don't get, like maybe 3-4 months. Normally, we'll have a great one-on-one interaction, so we have to talk like we're talking to somebody's voicemail. So she's going to give you your reading, and you're not going to hear it for 20 to 30 seconds. So here it goes.
I really feel, Patricia, the best thing you're doing is planning to relocate. It's going to open up all sorts of new doors for you. And all of these challenges and struggles are really going to be behind you. Where you are moving to, there's quite a need. And you're going to find that you will probably have a choice of different work from home jobs. So don't despair and don't give up hope. Things are definitely going to look up for you, but it's just going to mean, you know, be dependent on that move. You're going to love being there. As far as I can tell, it's really going to be like a whole new chapter in your life. Beautiful. Love it. So call us again, and hopefully we'll have a better connection.
Yeah, this, I think you're a new caller, or not very often, and you caught us on like our worst thing. But we're struggling. We're going through it like the United States Marines. All right. Real quick before we move on to another caller, your angel card reading is subject spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to resonate and mean something with you. We thank you for being patient and dealing with this. Well, I could use a whole bunch of nasty little words.
But and all will be well. Just wait till you make your move, and the new year's going to open up a whole new life.
And we do a lot of shows. Call back again. It won't be this crappy connection.
Take care, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see here. Real quick. All right, I'm opening up the floor real quick to the messenger folks, because we have Laura from Canada International, so that's why she might want, she might, sometimes she doesn't. I'll give her an opportunity, or anybody else that is in there, because we have Mike in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, and those of you that are overseas, you know, it is free over Messenger, and you don't have to make it a video call.
You have options.
Yeah.
Options are good. That's what we like.
You have, what was on the list? Was it 520?
I am taking them in the order they called. Messenger going once, going twice. Where the hell are you? There you are. All right. Yeah, remember, you got to watch it since it doesn't make noise. Okay, I think going. Oh, sorry, messenger folks. Now we shall go. Oh, never mind. We have. Yep. Sorry. Go take it. Oh, Jeanette was on here early.
Hello there. Well, hi.
She saw me on the phone and knew that knew that there was poop in the fan.
So, are you back home? You've been globetrotting a little bit.
Yeah, I have been just a little bit. I have to shut your live video off.
Yes, thank you, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the least of our problems. Our blog talk.
Yeah, it's bad.
It is testing us to see how hard we'll hit the liquor cabinet after this show. I'm ready to blow it up, but we'll see what what happens here.
Just the audio.
But she wants it a little bit.
No, that's good. I had you twice because I had to live on your page.
Yeah, she had the thing going in the background.
All right, what can we do for you, my dear?
Well, my honey bunny Dave and I were talking about moving in together.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario, Canada, the common law laws are almost none. They're almost non-existent. So he needs to do a few things, like drop a will to protect me because I'll be living in his house.
The Canada
thing. So if anything were to happen to him, his family could, boot me out.
Yeah.
So he has to protect me. So, but he's really dragging his feet on this one. And I'm wondering if you can tell me why.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
I can see the question because there could be a couple things, you know. A lot of times, it's like it just don't feel.
Man, I can't wait till you live here, and he wants me to stay all the time, and it's like, and I gotta go home. I got a house to look after.
You know, the first thought that struck me, what I heard intuitively, is that for some men and maybe some women, doing a will brings them luck. It's like almost a bad omen that if I do this will, well, I'm going to slip on a banana peel. Yeah. And
procrastinator, so it might just be that.
That's what I was getting at. Because he probably goes, oh, this is going to be great. And then he's like, oh, it sounds like such a pain in the ass. I have to go see a lawyer and blah, 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 blah. Hey, I'll do it next week.
I told him in April to make a dentist appointment, and he still
This one's like that, too. You know, nobody else needs to know about a will. That can be between the two of you. There's a little bit of a worry about family. You know, do they must really care for you after all this time. But yeah. I think in his mind, you know, the trouble is when some loved one dies, other family members can turn into vultures. Happened when my grandmother passed. The only thing I ended up with was her pocketbook. And it held all sorts of little secrets about grandma. But yeah, I don't think he's really meaning to, but maybe if you could make this very simple for him, like maybe they will do it with you like over FaceTime or in, I see my doctor often over a Zoom call. So maybe you could make this so simple and it only has to be between the two of you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he comes from a big family, and I mean, I could see that there's, you know, the bigger the family, the greater the odds are that there's going to be somebody that will want to cause trouble. But
yeah, you never
yeah.
know who's going to.
He's a bit of a loss of what to do.
Family is the other F word.
Yeah.
Do you need a prenup or any or some kind of written?
We've written one ourselves.
Okay,
that,
that's good.
Actually very concise and thorough. So
did it have
to... gonna have a lawyer look at that.
Ah, I gotcha. There you go.
A lawyer for that.
Yep.
We
Roger
need
that.
Witnesses to sign it.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, all we'd have to do is notarize something and
yeah.
it would be a go. Oh, I think that if you were to help set it up and you go along with my late husband and I, it was like maybe a half an hour with the lawyer.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
all.
I've done 9 years ago, so I mean, I'll just change it in the future. But because I'm the one that would be leaving my home
yes.
to live in the house he owns, it would set me up for, like I said, being homeless on the whim of
yeah.
somebody if they wanted me out of that house.
Yeah.
He wasn't,
you need to
there.
Have that. You really do.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well, I'll just keep prodding him and prodding him.
Oh, do not depart yet.
Why don't you try bribing him with something he likes?
Now, Deborah.
They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but I don't know about that. Might be north or south, you know what I mean? And you're blushing. Look at her. She's blushing. Well, men work well with incentives. Just saying. All right, go.
Yeah.
What is he staring? Hey, listen. This is girl code. All right?
You know what, though? It depends. It's work. That may work fine on 16, 17, 18, 20-year-olds, but sometimes that shit don't fly anymore after a while.
I don't know. You put on a cute little cheerleader or a maid costume and you tell him that his wishes are her command.
And you know what the first thing he thinks is? You want something.
No, she wants a will.
I mean, that's the first thing he's going to think. All right, what the hell does she want coming out all dressed up like this because she never does?
Yeah, but they like that too.
Well, you know, absolutely. But that's the first thing they're like, oh, hell, I got to do something here.
No.
You know that I never come out dressed like
that's
that.
That's right.
We know nothing.
You're assuming.
But you assume too.
Well, I think that we women already kind of know things. You know, we know some things. And besides, Canadians are very hot people because they live in such a cold place. So, yes, you're going to get the will done.
Boy, did you just generalize a giant frickin' country. like they're all Eskimos or something, or in Antarctica.
They're hot people. They're hot.
But you said they all live in a very cold place, you know?
Well, I don't think there's any Miami Beach up there in Canada.
No. But it's also not like, it's not the...
Today.
Yeah, we did too.
And you live on the coast? You got some nice weather, depending on what
good
coast
Lord.
You live on, you know?
Oh, good Lord. Go on, please.
All right. Folks that are out there, never, ever, ever messenger us unless we ask you to, because we can't put you on hold and we have to hang up on you. Sorry about that, the other folks that are out there.
So let's see what you've got.
And on that note, since I can't play my harp,
your
I have
harp
to...
sound.
Ring. Angel card time. Is prosperity. Archangel Ariel. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Sure. And a little security doesn't hurt.
Well, I think that's all tied in. Right.
Come on. All right.
Hang on.
Get to the next person.
Well, I think you're going to be the ending of the show.
Oh, dear.
You're going to take us out. This has been most, we hear that most people that do shows, they quit when they don't have good technology, but we persevered.
We persevered in another hour, and I want to give it.
We adapted.
I want to give an international shout out to Rachel from Ireland.
Oh, Rachel. All right, well, Jeanette, please call us again.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, hon. Bye. Take care. Oh, shoot.
All right. All righty, folks. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Phones are lighting up. Everything is lighting up. We are down to a couple minutes, so we shouldn't. We definitely can't take another phone call with our delay, because that 2 minutes would turn into 14 days probably on the way we're going.
Yes, and we have previous commitments we can't run over. But don't despair. We'll be back.
Yeah, this was an anomaly. Most of the people are regulars. We had a couple of new folks. Tonight was an anomaly. It's been like about 2-3 months ago we had one of these weird nights too. And then it never happened again until now.
But remember, if you have
20 seconds.
Well, we could talk our way through this.
Well, I'm going to bump it, but just so we don't have to listen to that.
Well, I was just going to say, if you have a pressing issue, go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and arrange for a 30-minute session with me. All right? And if you do, I am about to launch a new contest because I'm going to have to raise my prices soon just to, you know, keep up with the needs I have with my website and whatever that needs to be taken care of. It's been, what, 15 years since I had a price increase?
Yeah, you know, people are reacting. It's always
I wanted to offer you to buy one, get one free, because that's going to be going public really soon. So if you do want to arrange a meeting with me, go